This is Kiplin Primus, and I'm your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I'm excited this morning because we're talking to Clark Atlanta University editor of the Panther News, Ms. Trishonda Mooney.
Good morning.
About an event that's taking place for not just the students, but the community as well. So, Ms. Trishonda, we're going to start with you. As the editor of the Panther News, how did you get involved with this outreach?
Okay, I actually follow True Blood on Instagram, and I was just scrolling through one day, and I noticed they put up a post about a blanket drive. And I was like, wow, that would be amazing to have the CAU Panther newspaper on board for a community service project before our semester end. And I said this would be the perfect one to get involved with. And so when I reached out to Mr. Marcel Middleton, I was like, can we get on board with helping out and at least be a donation, drop off something? How can we get involved? And from there, it kind of like skyrocketed to the monster we've created that's going to really help out the community.
I love this. And Marcel Middleton is the person that you're referring to. And his organization is called Comfort the Atlanta, Blanket the Streets. No. So, Marcel Middleton, how did this idea come to you? And I think you said you all started in 2012.
Yes. Well, actually, my brother and I have a twin brother. We're business partners, and we're both Marine Corps veterans. And this homelessness is something that plagues Atlanta, especially during that time. And we saw that we were part of a bunch of nonprofit organizations that sat on the board, but we felt that wasn't a lot being taken care of. And so we wanted to create an initiative that actually went directly to the people, that cut out a lot of the bureaucracy and, you know, get the veterans and as well as other homeless people bedding, you know, because we know in the cold, you know, you can get fed, you can do a lot of things, but at nighttime, extremities, you know, it's been very extreme cold here in Atlanta. So,
and there's moisture in the ground, no matter how dry it is, that there's moisture. Right. So that leads to that feeling of, you know, dank and coldness when you're having to sleep outside.
Right. On the pavement.
On the pavement. Uh-huh. So that brings us to Miss Erica Wright.
Hi.
From the You First organization. And so how did you get involved in this coming together of organizations?
Well, anytime we're talking about our homeless community and we got a call from the CAU. We're excited to just be a part. You First, we're a nonprofit organization here in Atlanta where we support our homeless community, not only with health and hygiene items, but also socks and blankets as well. We are a grassroots organization. We're on the ground touching lives where they are. And so this is a very important drive. We were just talking about the number of people that we don't see. They have closed in the city of Atlanta. One of the largest shelters has closed now. So we see a lot of our homeless friends under the bridges in various places behind churches. So we just want to make sure that they're kept warm for this season.
And that's, you know, veterans suffer homelessness at a high rate. We know the average age of a homeless person in Atlanta is actually 9.
Wow.
So there are families that are suffering with homelessness. Mm-hmm. So Trishonda, back to you. Why did you think the students at CAU would embrace this opportunity, and what has it been like getting students to participate?
Well, it's been an amazing, overwhelming process with getting the students involved with this. I started with the CAU Panther, and I said what we were going to do is charge other campus organizations to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so we got the word out through the CAU campus, and we've had so many organizations to just fall in line. I wanted to make sure that the students of the students of the CAU Panther understood that we're here for 4 years and we're in this bubble of being on the college campus, but there is things that are going on in the community around us, and we don't want to forget that because we get in the mindset of, oh, we need to learn this to go get a job, internships, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't forget the community that's around us. Mm-hmm. Just because we're on a college campus doesn't mean the community is gone. So we've had an overwhelming response in regards to having college organizations on board from not just Clark Atlanta, but we have Spelman on board, we have Morris Brown on board, and we also have Morehouse as well. And plenty others are still joining in with us. The drive starts on the 26th, so we look forward to coming back and hitting it very strong.
And that drive is going to be from November 26th
yes, ma'am.
Through December 7th.
Yes, ma'am. And that's our last day of class. So,
as you mentioned, so this is the last kind of hurrah for students to be able to get engaged and get involved.
Exactly.
And it's a donation.
It is. It is.
And sometimes we have more socks than we need, or we've got that extra blanket that, you know, we probably aren't going to use. And these are things that people who are homeless really have a need for.
Exactly.
It's not an extra for them. It might be the only thing that they have. That's right. So, Marcel, back to you. As a Marine Corps vet, how did you decide and why did you decide to target homeless veterans?
Well, knowing I have family that's served in several all the military branches, but most people don't understand that these veterans are not homeless by choice. They have a lot of social issues and mental illness issues. And for us, you know, it's not just a military thing. It was just seeing another brother who gave so much. He gave everything for this country, for themselves, and for his community. And to see them stepped over, you know, it bothered us. It really, you know, it hit home. And, you know, if you can, this is, like you just said, you just mentioned, these blankets, we have them all, every season, and we do nothing with them. But for us, it's just a call to action. From a spiritual perspective, you know, because if you don't take the men and uplift them some way, then the young men, that's what they see. They don't, you know, so we're getting people involved early as possible, and having Miss Mooney on board and you first on board has been an invaluable resource, because when I walked in today and saw those young people motivated and galvanized and have the sister Erica speaking with them in the way that she was and them embracing it and feeling it, for us, it's just a call from spirit that told us that this is an initiative that people can get involved with, and there's not a lot of politics involved, you know.
Right.
And at the end of the day, these are our elders. Mm-hmm. At the end, beginning and end of the day, no matter what the station they are in life, they're still our elders, and they still have a spirit, and they still contribute something to the community.
That's right.
And if you take a moment to listen to them and have a conversation with them, they're not as downtrodden as or hurt as you think they are. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going through a condition. That's not the totality of who they are. And for us, it was just, that's the way we felt like we can actually get involved and affect someone on a personal level that they can you know, sustain, at least for a night or however many nights.
Warm for a night is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And so you first, how did your nonprofit decide to focus on the condition of homelessness? Because there are a lot of different things that, you know, nonprofits and grassroots organizations can do. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Erica, why did you first decide to focus on this issue of homelessness?
I actually have been diagnosed with bipolar and anxiety. I went through my challenges about 6 years ago. I have been homeless myself. And so for me, it was just that point where I needed someone and I had to let my ego down and to just have someone there for the items that I needed. And so for me, it's very personal. And then our homeless, there's not a face to it. It's not about our gender. It's not about our age. It's not about our religion standpoint. It's just, like he said, that's the circumstance where people are. And so we just finished a tour called, I called it Love Lives Here. And I think a part of what's going on in the world right now, we've forgotten love. And so a part of what I do is just bringing love back to those people who are in need. And again, because I went through that same challenge, I know exactly what it feels like to need someone.
And Trishunda Mooney, the Panther newspaper took this on, and you're talking about some of the other organizations that are participating. For community members who are listening to us now, if they want to come and drop off materials between the 26th and the 7th, where do they go? How can we participate and help you and these organizations meet their goals for this year?
Awesome. We, with the CAU Panther newspaper, we actually have our bin. We have already started collecting items, and it's inside of the Mass Communication Building. So if anybody would like to drop off for the Panther newspaper, they can drop it off in the building, and we'll make sure somebody will come and pick that up. We have organizations that are around the campus that are also collecting as well. And I'll let Mr. Middleton and Ms. Wright give a shout out to those organizations, because they have their own separate bins that they have in locations, drop off locations as well. We are asking each one of those organizations to make sure that they post social media, go home during the holidays, and let individuals know that what they're doing and where to drop off, because at this time, starting Monday, next Monday, that's when they'll be able to get those collected items and just have those at their location, whatever location they have. So we'll let them shout out those individuals.
Marcel Middleton?
Well, first of all, we give thanks to all who are participating in any way. But we're definitely Bold and Beautiful Chic Society. We want to give a big shout out to the English Club, Gamma Sigma Sigma, WSTU, Campus Activity Board, CAU, and my alma mater, Morris Brown Student Government Association.
And Miss Erica White.
All right. We have a Collegiate 100 of Atlanta. We have CAU, Spelman and Morehouse Student Transfer Association. We have GLS, Garnett Lee and Smith Students, Pretty Girl Sweat, and CAU Panther Newspaper. A huge shout out to them.
Yes.
This is wonderful because, you know, often, you know, there are egos and all kinds of things going on and people can't work together. Mm-hmm. But Trishonda, you have proven that
it can be done. Yes, you have a common goal. We all were trying to reach. So it's like, let's just pull together and do it. Mm-hmm. Do it together. Yeah. And it's not just for CAU and the AUC. Anybody, Georgia State, whatever organization, anybody who wants to donate, we would love to have that information. I mean, have that donation. I can be reached at 404-759-0878, or you can email me at panthernews1988@gmail.com, and Mr. Middleton's information as well can be given for businesses and organizations.
You can reach out to me at trueblood, that's TRUB as in boy, LUD as in David, .MARCEL@gmail.com.
I love it. Again, this is a wonderful opportunity at the start of the holiday season for everyone to get involved with some engagement and outreach and join forces with these three wonderful organizations. Erica White with You First, Erica White with You First, Trishonda Mooney with the Panther News, and Marcel Middleton with Comfort Atlanta Blanket the Streets. Mm-hmm. Everyone, reach out. If you have to buy an extra blanket, if you've got extra socks, if you've got that bag of, you know, gently used things that you were getting ready to send somewhere else, send it to this group. Keep it in our community and let's comfort Atlanta and blanket the streets.
I love it. Yes.
Thank you all so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.